Okay, we're going to start going through the morning, how we brachos hashachar and how we get started with the morning. So first of all, when a person wakes up, they're supposed to wash their hands as immediately as possible. And the post can talk about trying to be makbid to not go dalad amos, which is between 6 and 8 feet before you wash your hands. Some people have a practice to keep a little bit of water next to their bed in like a little basin with a cup. Other people, I don't know how the dorm rooms are now, how they are. The old dorm rooms used to have a sink in the room itself. Now you don't have a sink in the room, right? So if you're not going to have water next to your bed, so at least you should go directly to the water and wash your hands right away. Now, a common issue is that someone washes their hands right away and they want to make a bracha, but often when you wake up, you have to go to the bathroom. So therefore, you should wash your hands right away and then go to the bathroom. And then after you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands from having gone to the bathroom, and you can make the bracha then. That's one option in terms of the bracha, because you're not supposed to make a bracha when you really have to go to the bathroom. If you have to, you know, go to the bathroom kitanim, so that's, there's a little bit more leeway. Certainly if a person really has to go to the bathroom, that could be necessary d'oraisa to make a bracha in that situation. So you should wash your hands first, then go to the bathroom, and then wash your hands afterwards. So the first thing we do in the morning when we wake up is we should wash our hands. And there are those, though, who don't make the bracha of Alam Tilsi Diamond all in the morning, and instead they make all the brachas when they get to shul. According to the Shulchan Aruch, all the different brachas in the morning, you're supposed to do them as you get to the different events that the brachas are describing. So one of the brachas is about being able to straighten yourself up in the morning. We have Sokef Kfufim. So to straighten yourself up, to get out of bed, to put on your shoes, you also be called Sarki. So when I put on my shoes, in the Shulchan Aruch, each bracha is supposed to be said at the time of the event that it's describing. But we don't do that. We make all the brachas in shul. I think the Rosh maybe brings that down. It's brought down the Mishnah Berurah quotes. When we're in shul, we make all those brachos. So a lot of people do that with these brachos as well. So even though they wash their hands in the morning, many people don't. They don't make the Alma Tzil Sidayim until they get to shul. Something that's not necessarily printed properly in a lot of the siddurim, although the more modern siddurim do deal with it. Most of the brachos. Some of the brachos, the order in which you say them is significant. Other ones are less significant, the order that you make the brachos. So one of the brachos that at least in the art scroll is not printed in this order, but it's more ideal to do it differently in the way that it's printed, is putting the bracha of Elokai Neshama after Asher Yatzar. And the reason we do that is because of a principle called bracha smucha lechaverta. Generally, a bracha start, unless it's a short bracha, like Borei Pri Agafen, generally, brachos are supposed to start with a baruch and end with a baruch. So, for instance, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Melech HaOlam, Asher Yetzar Yisrael Adam B'Chachma V'Ravo Negamim V'Mim 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 Baruch Atah Hashem Rafeich Ol B'Tzar Mofli L'Asot. So it started with a bracha and it ended with a bracha. That's the way that most brachas, any bracha that's not considered a very short bracha, like Brei Pri Agafen, Alatzil Asidayim, those are short brachas. But if you look at it, any significant bracha starts with a baruch and ends with a baruch. But you don't always realize that it's really one bracha. So, for instance, we say at the end of Birchas HaShachar, what's the last of the Birchas HaShachar? What was that? Hamavir Shena Me'enai Usnuma Me'afa Poi. You're not supposed to say Amen. Because then you go, Yiratzon. Right? And then how does the Yiratzon end? Baruch Atah Hashem HaGomel Chasadim Tovim Le'amo Yisrael. Right? That's one bracha. Starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch. So we don't. That's why we don't answer amen to that last bracha, right? Everyone answers amen to shos gold sarki and what's the last one? Koach. Koach. And then in many shuls they don't even say the last one out loud because you're not supposed to say amen because it's part of the next bracha. We have that. It's a little bit of a discussion, but let's assume. We have it for Birchas HaTorah. It's a little bit of a discussion about Birchas HaTorah, but we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kishon Tzom B'Tzivanu Lasuk B'Divrei Sora V'Harev No Hashem Elokeinu Es Tavreis. It's all one bracha according to some poskim. V'Harev No Hashem Elokeinu Es Tavreis Sora Sama Fino Fino Zom Beis Hashem Elokeinu Es Tavreis Lo Yishma Baruch Atah Hashem Amalam Mei Torah Lama Yisrael. Starts with the baruch and it ends with the baruch. So that rule is the general rule for brachos, unless you have a string of brachos. If you have a string of brachos, so then you don't need a baruch in front of each one. One of the most famous places where this comes up is in Sheva Brachos. Sheva Brachos starts with a few short brachos. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Yotzer HaAdam. Right? That's the first one, the short one. Then we do Brochot Adonai Melech Olam Asher Yitzar Asadam B'Talmo B'Talmo D'Mustav Yisov Eskano B'Menu B'Nyan HaDe'ad. Is that long or short? It's long, and therefore we say Brochot Hashem Yotzer HaAdam. So that's the second bracha. The second bracha starts with the baruch and it ends with the baruch. But now the next bracha starts, so tosis v'sagel ha'akara, b'kibbutz b'nei l'socha b'simcha, bruchat Hashem b'sameach tzion b'vaneha. How come it didn't start with a baruch? And the answer is because it's smucha l'chaverta. Whenever a bracha is smucha l'chaverta, it's connected to the bracha right before it, so it doesn't need to start with its own baruch because it sort of piggybacks off the bracha before. You can imagine that in Lomdus, what's the question? Is it piggybacking off the end of the previous bracha? Or is it piggybacking off the beginning of the previous bracha, right? We have a, starts with a baruch, and it ends with a baruch. Now the next one does not start with a baruch, it just starts and ends with a baruch. Why? Because it piggybacks off it. Is it because this one is used for all of them? It's like the distributive property in math, right? We spoke about this already once. You've got like a 3, and then you've got, you know, 4 times 2, and 3 times 2. So this goes like in each one? Is it like that? Is it the original baruch, or is it because it ends with a baruch, so that baruch can also double dip as the beginning of the next baruch?
Another place where this happens,
is in the beginning of Maariv. What do we say in the beginning of Maariv? Baruch Ata Hashem Gan Melech Olam Asher Bivar Ma'ariv Arabim Mechok Mopasech Shar Mitzvun Meshani Itzim Mechalav Izmarim Tatatat Baruch Ata Hashem Ha'ariv Arabim. Now the next bracha doesn't start with a baruch. The next bracha says Abba Solam Beis Yisrael Amcha Baruch Ata Hashem Ohev Amo Yisrael. How come that second one doesn't start with a baruch? It doesn't start with a baruch because it's smucha lechaverta. So we want to try to accomplish the same thing by Asher Yatzar in the morning. We make Baruch Ata Hashem Asher Yatzar Es Ha'adam V'chulei, that ends with a baruch, and therefore the next bracha is Elokai Neshama. Elokai Neshama does not start with a baruch. It should start with a baruch. Every bracha needs to start with a baruch and ends with a baruch. And therefore, the poskim say that you should be masmich, you should connect Elokai Neshama to Asher Yatzar. That first you say Asher Yatzar, which starts with a baruch and ends with a baruch, and then you do Elokai Neshama. The whole reason Elokai Neshama is allowed to start without a baruch is because of the assumption that it's going to be samuch to another baruch. And therefore it's important to, when you're after Asher Yatzar, then you do Elokai Neshama, and you're masmich the two, one to the other. Is that clear to everybody why we're doing that? Yeah? Because whenever you have a bracha that doesn't start with a baruch, it needs to be connected to another bracha, because the rule is that a bracha is supposed to begin with a baruch and end with a baruch.